It's time for Under Your Home with DryZone. DryZone in Milton, Delaware, your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at DryZone. 888-617-0363 or online at dryzone.com/the duck.
All right, folks, good morning. This is Bill Anderson, and this is Under Your Home with DryZone. And for the next couple weekends, I have a special guest, Kenny. He's our production manager. We have some really neat stuff we want to talk about for the next couple of weeks. Kenny, I appreciate you doing this with me, and let's go ahead and get into the meat of this thing. Why don't you tell everybody about what's going on?
Green Turtle down in Lewis, Delaware. We're doing a fundraiser with the Green Turtle for Habitat for Humanity. We're trying to get some other contractors, some other maybe builders involved, help donate some time, some money, you know, to for the Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah, this isn't really our first involvement with Habitat. A few years ago, Worcester County Habitat for Humanity called us up, and they needed some work done in the crawl space. So I went out there and I talked to the folks, and I was so surprised when they asked me how much it was going to cost. I was always brought up when you have charities, you're supposed to, like, give. And they were like, well, Billy, how much is this going to cost us to do for you guys to do all these things? And I'm like, you know, I don't know. How about for free? And they were like, oh, you know, really? Thank you. You know, nobody really does that. And I'm just like, really? So we had a great experience with them, and we want to stay with the Habitats. So we feel that it's a great organization. They really work hard, and I love the fact that the homeowners have to do a lot to actually get the home. They have to actually put in their own sweat equity. They have to carry a mortgage, and I believe they have to put in so much sweat equity on the next house. You know what sweat equity is, right, Kenny?
No, not really.
Well, sweat equity is when basically you have to help build the house. So when you do things on your own house, it's called sweat equity. So, you know, I really, really like the fact that it's a charity, I guess, but it's not one of those that they just give and give and give and the homeowners do nothing to get anything. You know what I mean? It's not like the ones that are on TV.
Yeah, right? They'll give it to you, but you got to work. You got to help keep it moving, you know, keep the ball rolling, so to say.
You do. You got to help keep the ball rolling, and you also have to pay it forward. I guess that's actually the term that, you know, you have to
which is a good system. I mean, that's kind of what we do, too.
Well, it is. I love the fact that when I sit down with Kevin from the Sussex County Habitat for Humanity, the folks were just, they were extremely genuine. They worked really, really hard. You know, they were really talking about, they've had, you know, obviously they've had interest in, you know, other people doing it, but we really want to blow this event up. Kind of want to talk real quick about the time and the dates. The date is October 25th. We're going to be at the Green Turtle in Lewis, which is down in, it's in Midway. It's down in Five Points, okay? So when you make a turn onto Savannah Road, like you're heading towards downtown Lewis, you just simply make a left right there where the Food Lion is, and you keep going down. There's a couple other restaurants, and there's kind of like town houses or whatever back there. So anybody who wants to call my office and actually get some more information on it, the telephone number is 855-DRYZONE, and that's not 800 or 866. It's 855-DRYZONE. So Kenny, kind of let everybody know what we're really looking for as far as contractors, or even, you know, it doesn't really have to be a contractor, any business, any homeowner, any person, you know, how, if they want to donate and all that good stuff.
Well, we're just looking for, you know, people to come out and you know, have fun, donate their time. Like I said, donate, you know, they can donate, you know, monetarily, that's fine too. More or less, you know, we want people to come out, you know, like our guys, you know, they donate their time with when we do habitat houses. A lot of our guys live and, you know, are born in Sussex County in the Delmarva Peninsula, so, you know, they all, you know, as soon as we were going to do it, they were all willing to jump in and do it with us. Same thing with the contractors. You know, a lot of contractors are local contractors. Same thing. You know, it could be their family in this house. It could be their friend of their family. You know, you never know. So it's part of the reason I enjoy doing it is because you never know. You never know what situation you may be in. You may need that help, and I enjoy doing that stuff for other people as well.
Sure. One of the things that I'd love to see some other businesses or some other folks step up to is that the Green Turtle, every single thing we raise throughout that entire day, whatever everybody spends on. So I'm not asking you really even necessarily to give money. All you got to do is come out and have a nice meal. So if you come out and you have dinner, 10% of that meal is going to go towards Habitat. So I'm hoping at the end of the day that we can raise anywhere between $600 to $1,000. You know, my goal truly is at least $1,000. So I'm looking for other companies or, like I said, other people. When we raise that, I'd love to see some matching companies, right? So, like, you know, say that we raise $1,000. Then I'd love to see some other companies come up and say, okay, I'll match $1,000. And I believe DryZone, obviously we're going to do it. I know Dr. Energy Saver, they're talking about doing it for us. There's a couple other small contractors I know that are talking about it. I'm hoping that the radio stations will all come out. I know that I spoke with Troy, he's the general manager here, about trying to come out and do a live remote. There's so many ways that everybody can contribute. And anybody who does contribute, it's going to go on the shirts that we have made up for the event. And the waitresses are going to wear it. And, whoever, obviously, donates, then they're going to get T-shirts. So like I said, it's going to be a great event. It's going to be a lot of help to, to some local families. And I know they already have, I believe it's like 25 homes lined up, or 25 lots, or 25 projects, I guess is the best word,
already lined
to already actually get something done. So, Kenny, when we did our first Habitat, why don't you kind of talk about what happened and, what we did? I mean, we didn't do an event for Habitat at that point. We just did a home. So, I mean, kind of talk about the guys, what you saw happen.
Well, I mean, we had talked about it at the shop, mentioned that we wanted to do another Habitat house. We brought it up to all the guys agreed, they were all willing to jump in, donate their time. Nobody got paid for it. We all went down, had a good time. You all worked together, did the clean space drainage system. It was a really good time. Had everybody there, I think even some of the salesmen came out and helped us out. Bill Anderson, Gary Lawson were out there with us. Everybody came out, helped out. I thought it went really well.
One of the neat thing was Basement Systems, who we're a dealer for, actually had sent one of their videographers down, and they actually did a video on us. So it's on our website, which is dryzone.com, and you got to click on the YouTube button, and there's like three or four different videos on there, but one was actually done from Basement Systems, and really kind of it shows the level of commitment from our employees, because every one of our guys, they donated their entire time that day. They said, listen, you don't have to pay us. We want to help out. What do you need us to do? Because Gary and I, we donated all the materials for it. And, like I said, Basement Systems, they donated a video for it, which, was really, really nice of them.
And all the guys said when they got done doing the first one that they wanted to do another one as soon as they were done. I mean, I don't even think we were done with the first one, and they were already ready to jump in and do another one with us.
When we do these type of things, it's not really for recognition. I've seen other charities, I guess, that are more of a marketing ploy, I think, than anything. Well, obviously, we spend money on the radio station, and we're, for the next few weeks, we're going to be talking about Habitat, not necessarily about our company. I guess our company a little bit, but this isn't for us to get recognition and all that. It's truly trying to help some needy families.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we're trying to bring other, contractors or local people in on it, because ideally that's it. We're not trying to take it all for us. We want everybody to get involved and get the communities involved as well.
It's one of those things that I hope that everybody who hears this will call my office. I'm going to use my 800 number a lot today, or my 855 number a lot today, because I want everybody calling up saying, how can I help? What do you need me to do? We're very fortunate. Everybody in our company, we all have jobs. We all have jobs that pay well. We all can take care of our families. There's nobody in my company who's starving. There's nobody in my company sitting there figuring out how they're going to make their mortgage payments or their light bills, or if they got to eat like ramen noodles every night for dinner. I mean, everybody, we work really hard and we take care of our employees. And there's a lot of folks out there now. I mean, a lot of folks out there now that aren't so lucky. So that's pretty much our motivation behind this, that we're to the point in our time of our lives that I believe that you truly will get back what you give. And if we stop giving and we start looking at the almighty dollar every 5 minutes, that we're just not gonna get that type of, I guess it's karma. I don't know if you're supposed to say karma or whatever, but I truly believe that you get out of life what you give. And all of our guys know that they're blessed.
Well, I think that's what separates us, sometimes from our competitors or, the other people that do what we do, is we have that atmosphere. Like you said, before, you said it a lot, we're a family business. And, that goes from the top to the bottom. So,
folks, like I said, I'm going to give you my 800 number again, which is 855-DRYZONE, 855-DRYZONE. You can always get a hold of me on my email address, and that email address is bill@dryzone.com, bill@dryzone.com. If you have questions, hey, how can I help out on a build? Hey, listen, I can't match the funds, but I'll tell you what, I'll bring my folks out for dinner. I'd love to even just get a head count of people who are going to come out and have lunch or dinner, or come out and have a snack, come out and have an appetizer. I mean, Pete's sake, you can get a couple sodas and a plate of chicken wings for less than $15, I'm sure. So if somebody can let me know that they're coming out, that way I can let the restaurant know how to staff. Because like I said, the restaurant basically is letting us have their restaurant for an entire day, which to me it's absolutely ridiculous. It's the Green Turtle. It's, like I said, it's down in Lewis and Five Points. The neatest thing about that whole thing is, like I said, they're giving us that entire restaurant. they're going to let us uniform the waitresses any way we want.
We're getting their facilities, their staff, everything.
Exactly. I mean, they're giving us 10% of their proceeds, you know, which can be a lot of money. You know, I mean, if we have a, and I come from a restaurant background, you know, if we can generate a $10,000 day for them, they're going to give us $1,000. I mean, which is a huge amount, really. And then if I can start getting the contractors to start matching those funds, that's where it's really going to start helping Habitat for Humanity, because these folks, I mean, I've talked to them. I mean, they need all the help we can get. And if we can help them, that means that that's a local family that gets helped. I mean, we know the economy's not where it's supposed to be or where I guess it should be. And we hear all these bad things that are going on every day. Well, I want to start hearing about the good things. This is really where it starts, because, you know, even if you're unemployed right now and you're looking for a job, get out and help and build the blame things. Obviously, if you're not out looking for a job that day, what a great way to maybe help your own situation by making somebody else's life easier. And I think that's how we all, as Americans, pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps. My dad always taught me that nobody's going to give you anything for free, Billy. So get out there and do what you have to do to survive and everything else. So I really want just everybody involved in this thing, everybody who can hear the sound of my voice. We're doing mass emails, we're doing phone calls, we're doing every single thing I can from our end. The restaurant, they're going to let us do anything we need to do to promote it. You know, I'm going to have some signs made up and get that out in the restaurant so they know what day it is, just the normal people coming in. Habitat's helping us get the word out. And like I said, I mean, obviously, you know, the radio station, they're definitely doing whatever they can to help us. So anything that anybody can do for us, that would be great. Let me give you our numbers again. That's 855-DRYZONE, 855-DRYZONE. And you can always reach me at my email address, which is bill@dryzone.com, bill@dryzone.com. And if you want to watch those Habitat for Humanity videos, it's simply, you know, dryzone.com. I think we're going to actually take a break here in a second or two, Kenny. Anything you want to talk about before we hit break, or?
No, I think, like I said, just, you know, invite everybody to come out and, you know, have a good time with us and, you know, and enjoy themselves, have some good food, you know, meet some good people. And, you know, like I said, come out and help support, you know, Delmarva.
So, folks, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're actually going to start talking about what we're actually doing on the builds and all that other good stuff. So we'll be back in just 1 second.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. How much do you get paid per hour? You know, that's just about what you'll say by going to Easton Hardware, 303 North Washington Street in Easton, instead of one of those cavernous discount stores. What would you rather spend your time doing? Looking for your supplies or actually working on your project? At Easton Hardware, you'll park a few steps away from the door. Not way, way down there. You'll go inside, ask for what you need, and quickly be shown all the items to complete your successful do-it-yourself project. Not wandering hopelessly lost in aisles of stuff, trying to guess if you picked out the part that will fit your pieces. When you subtract the frustration of trying to look for the supplies you need, subtract the extra time, guess what? It all adds up the savings of both your patience and your pocket. Spend time on your project, not on the supplies, at the real savings place, Easton Hardware. Easton Hardware, 303 North Washington Street in Easton.
Do you work with or are you a member of an organization that provides employment information or job referrals? Any organization that regularly distributes employment information to job seekers or refers candidates to employers is eligible to receive information about our job vacancies. To be contacted when we have jobs available, contact Beverly Jones by mail, P.O. Box 237, Cambridge, Maryland 21613. Fax at 410-228-0130 or by email at bjones211@comcast.net. You will then receive periodic announcements of jobs at our stations. MTS Broadcasting LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
Here's a thought for businesses. If the sky began to fall right now, you'd hear about it right now on the radio. Tomorrow you'd read about it as history in the paper. Hi, this is account executive Kirsten Stromer of MTS Broadcasting. Radio advertising. It's timely, it's frequent, it's in your home, in your car, in your office, on the beach, it's everywhere. And it's cost effective. Let me put the power of radio to work for you. Call me at 410-228-4800 or click sales on our homepage at mtslive.com.
All right, folks, we're back. And like I said, this is Under Your Home with DryZone, and I'm Bill Anderson, and we're kind of breaking from the format that we normally do. Normally, we sit around and we talk about, you know, crawl spaces that are all wet and moist, which we're going to talk about some, because between the earthquakes and the hurricanes and everything we've had, obviously, we've had a lot of interest in our services, I guess I should say. Kenny, why don't you start off and actually talk about our crawl spaces and what we actually do for Habitat?
Obviously, it depends on the situation, you know, where the the house is at, you know, whether the soil conditions are needing, you know, the sump pumps, the drainage systems. But obviously, you know, we go in, we give it the full tilt, so to say. You know, we want to give it, you know, everything the system needs so that the system works properly. We won't cut any corners. We don't want to put the bottom level grade sump pumps or, you know, pits in. We use good Zoller pumps with good pits. You know, everything has, you know, great warranties with them. The warranty extends, you know, well beyond Dry Zone as well. So,
well, you know, the funny thing, Kenny, is I don't mean to interrupt you, but I was talking with a homeowner the other day, and this was actually one of our designer's homeowners, and they had some questions. So they said, well, I guess who do you always get the answers from but the boss, right? So they wanted to talk to me, and I went out and I talked to them for a little while, and they were like, well, it's you, it's this other company, eh, it all sounds the same, why are you so much higher? So I did a little bit of research before I got out there, and they said that they were going to use a standard sump pump basin, which is the container that the sump pump's going to sit in.
Yeah.
So I went online, and I went to Lowe's, and I looked at the sump pump basins they had. Well, I chose the heavy-duty basins. That basin cost $26.95, right? Well, they said they were going to use their sump pump. And in this particular scenario, they were using a ProFlow pump. And, you know, I mean, they're not a bad sump pump. They're not the greatest sump pumps. You know, they're more along the lines of the box store type of pumps. So I went online, and I found the model, and I looked it up, and $250. So I went online, and they said they had this drainage system. And they also were putting 6 mil plastic down in the crawl space. So like I said, once again, I went online and I went to Lowe's because it's where everybody buys 6 mil plastic, and that's just the normal painter's plastic. I put in the amount of square footage I was going to need. So I was going to need a box, like 2,000 square foot box of plastic, which was like $80. Well, I went online and I looked at their dehumidifier, and in this situation, the dehumidifier was an EBAC DC30 or CD30, whatever it's called, which means it's a 30-pipe dehumidifier, tiny little thing. And it was like $750 online. So like I said, we went online and we looked at their drainage system, and drainage system that they're using is actually used in a septic drain field. So it's this really weird pipe, and it's basically corrugated pipe, which you and I both know, Kenny, is junk.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it doesn't work. And it's wrapped in basically packing peanuts, which I still find hilarious because packing peanuts float in the water.
And the plastic pipe does too.
Yeah, well, that's exactly it, right? When you get a lot of water down there, the things are going to be floating. And I just think it's funny that the drains are going to be floating on top of the water. I sit down and I talk with this homeowner, and I'm like, well, listen, yeah, I'm this much money. This other contractor was like 8, and I was like 10 or 11 or whatever it was. We actually use a drainage system that's actually made for crawl spaces. I use a sump pump that's patented for crawl spaces. Our dehumidifiers are made for crawl spaces. Every single thing that we have is made for or designed for or patented for a crawl space. Well, we sit down and we started talking about it, and he was like, well, if they're buying all this other stuff and they were less than $1,000 altogether in material, the other company, right? They were charging him over $8,000.
Yeah, and I bet you they didn't have the warranty either.
Well, and they don't. You know, they say they give you a lifetime warranty. And real another quick story. I was in my office the other day talking to one of my designers, and this other company up near Baltimore was given a double lifetime super duper quadruple warranty. That's literally what it said. It said a double lifetime super duper warranty. I mean, that I could not believe it. My jaw hit the ground when I saw a double lifetime super duper warranty.
That's crazy.
And I'm like, people are buying that? Really? Is that really where we've gotten in life that all I have to do is just say, it's a super duper quadruple pooper looper looper scrooper warranty? That makes it better than everybody else's. As opposed to actually saying, well, listen, folks, mine's nationally backed. Here's a long list of clients. And, you know, we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of satisfied homeowners, right? So I can give you just file cabinets full of people that you can come into my office, sit down in my office, and start pulling names out of the file cabinet. And if there's an, just start calling them and ask them if there was an issue with their project. Ask them if they're satisfied.
Yeah, and I know when I do home shows with you guys, Billy, I actually, you know, I purposely show that to homeowners, and I invite them to call people. I tell them, I'm proud of the guys that work for me. I'm proud of the work I do. I'm proud of the stuff I install. So by all means, please call these people and ask them. Ask them about our professionalism. Ask them about, you know, the guys, how the guys work. Like I said, I'm very proud of the company I work for, and I, you know, I let them know.
Yeah. I mean, just to show you kind of the level of commitment, like I was saying at the beginning of the after the commercial break, that we had an earthquake 1 week, right? Which is, I don't know about everybody else, but that just kind of wigged everybody out in my office. I mean, it was, I thought I was dizzy. I mean, I was sitting in the shop and I was talking with Brad and Heather, and I grabbed my head and I said, oh, you know, I'm getting sick or something. What's going on here? And they were both going like, do you guys feel the floor moving? And I realized it was actually moving. It was pretty neat, right? So we had an earthquake 1 week, and as a foundation contractor, can you imagine how many phone calls got lit up that afternoon? You know, even if there wasn't an issue, they said, come, please come check our home. We need you to look at it. Well, then we had, a hurricane a week later, and then we had that nasty tropical storm that put a lot of parts under Delaware underwater.
Hurricane, tornado, then the
well, that's right, hurricane with the tornado, because I don't live that far away from that tornado. You know where I live.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm only a few miles away from where that tornado actually landed. So, yeah, I mean, that actually kind of wigged me out, even just from a father, a homeowner, a husband standpoint. That was kind of scary. But then, like I said, a week later, we had that Tropical Storm Lee, whatever it was called. And, I mean, I was sitting in Seaford, and I have pictures on my phone where cars were, like, halfway up the street in water. They just abandoned their cars. And you can imagine the amount of work our guys have had to put out in the last couple of weeks. I mean, I don't think anybody slept much. We've all been pulling double time and overtime and quadruple time trying to make sure that homeowners are dry because, let's face it, this week they're calling for, you know, more and more rain and more rain and more rain. And we'll see if it actually happens or not. But it's one of those things that you've got to protect yourself and you got to protect your home. Why wait until you get your basement flooded and you've got the sheetrock completely damaged?
I can tell you, Billy, it's funny because most of the homeowners I've talked to, they tell me, you know, I've been here for 25 years. I've been here for 30 years. I never had a problem. But then when they do have a problem, it's a problem because it's not just a couple inches of water. It's usually ruined years, you know, 25 years of sentimental stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not just the loss of a little bit of drywall, a little bit of wood, a little bit of, you know, there's a lot of a loss that can go, you know, into that if you don't properly, you know, take care of your basement.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it could be, what, you know, it could be, you know, mom and dad's couch that aren't with us anymore. You know, it could have been a couch you grew up on your entire life that you have in your basement.
When I had a flood at my my in-law's place, and my wedding pictures for my wedding had gotten messed up because they were in the basement, and she didn't have a sump pump in the basement. Needless to say, she has one now, but she didn't then.
Well, you know, and the big thing is you know, like, I guess we've all heard that, and let's all face it. You know, if it hadn't leaked in 20 years, you got lucky. It's just now that it is leaking, I've never seen a leak get better. If you got a leak in your roof, I mean, I could not have had a leak in my roof for 20 years. As soon as my roof started leaking, it's not going to get any better.
Yeah,
every single time it rains, it's going to start happening.
Today it's a teaspoon, tomorrow it's a cup, next day it's a gallon, and then eventually you're just dumping water in.
Exactly. So that's kind of our biggest advice. And, you know, like I said, I didn't want to get in a whole lot about kind of what we do, but it's definitely, there's a lot of stuff going on in our office now. I mean, like I said, between the habitat function and, like I said, definitely the Mother Earth has definitely played a couple of her hands anyway, you know, showing us what she can actually do. So I do want to give out the address of the Green Turtle. It's 17388 North Village, Main Unit Number 21, and that's in Lewis, Delaware. The website is basically thegreenturtle.com, and their phone number to the restaurant is 302-644-6840. If you need directions, like I said, you can call them to get directions, or you can call me at my office, which is 855-DRYZONE. You can reach me at bill@dryzone.com, or just simply go to our website, which is dryzone.com. And we have a bunch of different websites, but that's the one that we actually maintain. We have, you know, Delmarva Basement Repair, Delmarva Foundation Repair, a couple other ones for the more specialty things that we do. So if you have any questions, you know, there's a million ways to get a hold of us. If you actually just go to this radio station on their website, it actually has a link to, you know, our archive, some of our archive radio shows that we've done. So if you actually want to go back and listen and say, okay, well, you know, this is the first time I've heard it. Sounds like a great program, and I know it's on a little early, you know, this morning.
Yeah, because there's some that are actually a little more specific. I know Jason's been in with some engineers.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, there may be some, you know, something specific you're looking for that, you know, the archives may actually have the information you're looking for.
Yeah, you know, I mean, because we do. We're definitely a multifaceted company. You know, we definitely fix the crawl spaces that are wet, moist, and damp, and the molds and all that good stuff. We take care of the basements. When they're flooding, we know how to take care of it. We know how to take care of a broken, sagging foundation. After all those things are repaired and you want to actually live in a nice, beautiful basement and actually, you know, gain a little bit more money for your home, because let's really face it, right now, price of land isn't going back up. So the only way we can really increase the price of our homes to try to sell it basically to what it used to be is to start finishing our basement. That's the cheapest, that's the most easiest, and that's the most economical way of getting back some of that, I don't want to call it equity, but I guess quote-unquote equity in our homes. So, Kenny, why don't you, we got about, I guess, about another 5 minutes this morning. Why don't you talk about the event, what you'd like to see, what people could do to get a hold of us, all that good stuff.
Like I said, you know, again, I invite everybody to come out to the Green Turtle in Lewis, Delaware. Come out, have good food, you know, meet good people. Just come out, have a good time.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, if you're a beer drinker, they've got, like, just massive amounts of beers on tap. They have everything from, like, the regular, like, the Coors Light beers all the way to the different type of Guinness beers.
They probably got
the
local beers, too, don't they?
Well, they do. I'm sure they've got Dogfish Head and all that. I mean, I kind of just drink Guinness whenever I have a beer, so... But they have a beer down there that's very similar to Guinness, and it's called, I think it's Bare Knuckle Stout. It's great beer. It's nice and dark. The food, I mean, I've never been disappointed at this restaurant, and that's why I was so happy when we decided to do that. And it was actually your idea, Kenny, because I guess, you know, we had some really cool news within the last, you know, few weeks that you're the one who came up with the idea. So I guess I'll let you tell you why we did this with the Green Turtle.
We had won a competition, you know, with the dealership that we're part of. We have a crawl space entrance called a Turtle. We had sold the most in the world. Because of that, we won this Turtle car. Turtle car is kind of designed, looks like a turtle. It's a smart car that looks like a turtle. And then, it, you know, on the side of it has the crawl space entrance on it. Shows what the crawl space entrance looks like, rather.
Yeah, sad part is the crawl space entry thing isn't much bigger than the car. You know, I've driven it a few times, and it's you know, it is. It's all nice and wrapped up, and you'd be surprised how many looks we get from it. I mean, it's hilarious. My wife and I were driving down Route 1, and we had people call, you know, rolling down their windows and saying, oh, that's such a cute little car, and... You know, all of our guys worked really hard. This was a big deal to us because we're part of a network that has, you know, 300-400 dealers worldwide. So being number one in anything is tough. So, you know, when we were told that we had gotten the number one slot, we were all super, super happy. I mean, they didn't really let it know until we were, I guess, really at the convention. But they asked us to stand up in front of a class and actually kind of teach a class on the turtles, which, you know, that was really neat. And we had won a lot of good awards this year at our convention. We were number 11 in the entire world as far as crawl spaces. We were number, 34 in basements. And you got to think, I mean, our territory only goes from Wilmington down to the Virginia line and then Bay to Bay. So, I mean, you know, we beat out the Baltimore market. We beat out a Philadelphia market. We beat out a lot of these bigger, you know, markets and basements. So, I mean, if we can do, you know, everybody knows we don't have that amount of basements on Delmarva. So to be able to be that high in the ranking, I guess, whichever way you look at it, you know, that means we really must be doing our job well. And the fact that we had gotten number one with the turtle was just awesome in our book, you know. So when we got the car, I knew Kenny was sitting there, and he said, well, why aren't we doing something with the Green Turtle, you know? And it just kind of blossomed from there. So we figured, well, if we're going to do some type of a charity, some type of a fundraiser, oh, for Pete's sake, why not do something with the Green Turtle? You know, it just makes sense. And why not do it with Habitat?
And we're actually going to bring the turtle car down to the Green Turtle. So if you'd like to see it, come on down, check it out.
Yeah, I mean, they pretty much told us we have the run of the restaurant. So if anybody has any ideas how they can help, if they want to do something really cool, you know, I'm pretty much open to anything. If anybody has any ideas about any way to generate interest, you know, if you want to help get on some of our committees on how we're going to actually get everybody out here, we're looking for tons of volunteers. We really want to get this thing so big and help Habitat so much that we're spending the next few weekends on here basically begging everybody who can hear our voice to please come out. It's October 25th down in Lewis at the Green Turtle.
From 11 to close.
11 to close, which, you know, they close, I guess, at like, you know, what, 12:45 is last call, so it's going to be a long day. Everybody's going to be real tired the next day, I guess. But it's going to be a great event. If you want to donate, if you have any questions, if you just want to talk, give us a call at our office. Our number there is 855-DRY-ZONE, 855-DRY-ZONE. I'll give you our local number, too. It's 302-684-5034, 302-684-5034. You can reach me at my email address, which is Bill, B-I-L-L, at dryzone.com, or you can just simply go on our website, which is dryzone.com. So, Kenny, listen, I appreciate you getting up early this morning with me and doing this.
Thank you for having me.
Like I said, you can join me for the next couple weekends. So we'll just keep talking about the Green Turtle. And, folks, like I said, please call. We need your help.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Under Your Home with DryZone. DryZone in Milton, Delaware, your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at DryZone. 888-617-0363 or online at dryzone.com/the duck.